The Mishnah at the beginning of Pesachim begins all our b'asa boked in the sachamis la'ohaneh, and the Gemara has a whole discussion. What does or mean? And the Gemara says that or means a conclusion. Or means laila. So the Ravid says, why is it sometimes the Mishnah uses the lashon for laila or, and sometimes it uses the lashon laila? So, for example, here it says Ola Basa. Similarly, by Yoledes, by Mapelis, it says Hamapelis Ola Shmonim, the Echad Yochu Yehi Necho Ola Gimel, the so on, Kamoch Be'elo. So sometimes it says O on the Mishnah, on the Brises, and sometimes Laila. So the Ravid says, the reason is, to quote the Ravid, that shebecholam akom shutzorach lahaktim the tchilas halayla kigom bdikas hachametz umasin masaos masin masaos to announce or to declare when Rosh Chodesh is tani or mevne shadayin yesh sham or hayom ve'eno choshek kedeksiv. From a pelis or lishmonim, the echav yochel yeh nechel or lishlishi, af elu litzorach nishnu, shlotoma kozman shiyesh bo or hayom ye nidun kiyom shilafonov, lachach shonu lahem or. So the Rav explained that, first of all, this is machlek sapoiskim. What does it mean? What does the Ravid mean to say that makdimim? So the Mogen Avraham interprets what the Ravid means is that makdimim is that you do bedikas chametz from when still day, namely after ben hashmoshes, but before laila, before tzeis hakochavim. So that's why the Mishnah uses the lashon or. There's still light. So the Rav explained that there are two halachas and two definitions in the Torah of Yom V'Laila. One halacha of Yom V'Laila depends that the Torah says that Or is called Yom V'Choshech Kor Laila, and Choshech is Laila. So Yom V'Laila depends on Or V'Choshech. But then there's another definition of Yom V'Laila, and that's Vium Aros Barakia, that depends on the Shemesh and the sun, that when the sun is above the horizon, it's Yom. When it's below the horizon, that's called Laila. So in these two, in Parshas Bereishis, these two definitions, there's one depends on the Shem, Yom V'Laila depends on the on whether it's light or darkness, or a choshech, and the other is depends on the sun. Yom Osberg here, and depends of Hula Osos Lamodim. So it depends on the sun, whether it's above or below the horizon. So the Rav said that that's the halacha of Ben Hashmoshes. The reason Ben Hashmoshes is a suffix is not the suffix of Chasan Yediyah. It's because there's a tarte de sasre between these two definitions of Yom V'Laila. Because if Ben Hashmoshes, the sun is below the horizon, but it's still light outside, there's still light on the horizon. So if it depends on Ova Choshech, it still should have a din of Yom. But if it depends on the Ma'oros Barakia, it should have a din of Laila. So since there's a contradiction between these two definitions, that creates suffix. So whenever there's a Tata de Sasra, for example, the Ritva says this in Yuma, that an androgynous is a suffix zocha sochna keva, it's not just a chson yedia. It's because he has nakvus and zachus, and the contradiction between the two creates it in suffix. So that's what the Ravid's saying, that it says or, because the bedikas chametz depends on the definition of or v'choshech, and therefore it's or, even though it's laila, it's only after ben hashmoshes, so that is called or. That period is called or. And why it is that we require, and so that means that it's not just Tchilas halayla, it means that's it's still a time, it's before the layla has completely come in terms of the two definitions. The Chok Yaakov, as opposed to the Mogen Avraham, says that it depends on, that the Ravid doesn't mean ben Hashmoshes, the Ravid means tchilas halayla. So Rav pointed out, I mean, what's the chiddush tchilas halayla? That's the general halacha of Sviz Makdim LeMitzvos. But apparently here, as it relates to Bedikas Chametz, it's not just the general halacha of Sviz Makdim. There's a halacha lechatchila, you should make it as early as possible, because the halacha of Bedikas is not just a mitzvah, it is a mitzvah, so you make a bracha on Bedika, on Tashbisu, but it's also an isur that the Chaloshim Boduk in the house and shouldn't be, it should be because of chashash that you may eat the chametz. There's an isur not to do bdikah for havaya, that it's not just the kiyum of tashbih. You see that there's a loch even, according to the Rambam's opinion, that even after Pesach, if you didn't do bdikah, you still have to do bdikah's chametz. So that's not the kiyum of tashbishu anymore, it's not Pesach anymore, but there's still an isur. So that isur, that din isur that's korach in the midst of bdikah also, not just the kiyum, that depends. That starts with Tchilas Halayla, so it's not just because of Zvizim Akdinim. To not do Bdika is an Isu as well, and therefore you have to do it as early as possible. The Rav said that the Minig of the Gro was to do Bdika's Chametz from Ben Hashmoshes.